Good morning. We're going to start off in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, if you want to follow along for a moment. This has been one of my favorite chapters in the Old Testament. And those of you who are young have no idea about this, but back when I was growing up, there was a group that made a popular song out of this chapter that was on the national record charts for quite a while, based off the first eight verses of Ecclesiastes chapter three, I'm sorry. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. There is a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. This is a summation of what we will experience in life. Not every day is the same. Some days are needed for us to review our life and maybe get readjusted. Today it is time. It's time that we realize we have it better than most. We all have our own daily struggles. But if you study history at all, if you study what's happening in our world at all, if you're aware that there's around 8 billion people in this world, you have it better than most. Now, I've mentioned this story before that I'm going to talk about here. But a friend of mine and a brother in Christ, Brother Larry George, I got to work with him for 4 years. Larry run the machine shop and I run the weld shop. And when someone would come into the shop and have daily greetings with Larry, say, "Hi, Larry, how you doing?" And Larry had several different replies. And I know Kelly's heard probably most of these, but one of them would be, "I'm finer than frog's hair." And if I was any better, I'd have to take something for it. And then there was another quip that he would use, and he might say, "I'm better than most and worse than others." And you think about that statement. Every day you wake up, you should be able to realize that you are better off than most people in this world. And if you look hard enough, there's always going to be somebody that's better off than you, and there's always going to be a lot of people that are worse off than you. So start each day realizing there's a few that may be better off than you, but there's a lot of people that would love to be where you're at. If you were born in the USA, you are better off than most. If you grew up and lived in a Midwest small town or rural environment, in my opinion, you're better off than even more. If you had parents that taught you there is a God that you should serve, you're better off than most. And if you take that, if you take Christ as your Savior, you are better off than most. I used to always take for granted that when I would use the word times of the depression, everybody would know what I'm talking about. But I don't believe history gets taught anymore the way it needs to be. And for you younger people, if somebody refers to the depression, it was a period of time where our economy collapsed, and it was the most difficult financial time that our parents and grandparents had to live through, the period from 1929 till the beginning of World War II. That was the period of the Depression. The Depression referred to our economy was extremely depressed, and it was worldwide. So if you hear of somebody refer to the Depression, it's not their state of mind. It was the state of the world. My parents had some phrases that came from that period of time growing up. And when they would look at another man's troubles, they would say, "But by the grace of God, there go I." And they would take time to be grateful that they were not enduring that same hardship that they seen this individual in. But there was a phrase that I don't hear much anymore that was also used from this dispensation of time, growing up during the Depression, and it probably got used way before that time. But the phrase was, "I complained I had no shoes till I met a man who had no feet." And this is what I want us to reflect upon, how blessed we are with whatever situation you're in. Because as the phrase goes, I'm better than most and worse than others. Take time today to realize where you're at. One goal I have today is to fulfill Philippians chapter 4, verses 11, 12, and 13, which I'll read. "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And this was one of Paul's letters of encouragement that he wrote as we think about the difficulties that Paul had to do in order to preach. He can reflect very well on analyzing his life and where he was at. And it's compared to other, there was a lot of persecution of Christians at that time, and Paul was one of the instigators of it initially, and then he had to suffer through one of the things that he was actually causing to come upon the church himself. But in Galatians, the 4th chapter, verse 15, we're told about one of the struggles that Paul had And he writes in this verse, what then was the blessing you enjoyed? For I bear you witness that if possible, you'd have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. And so we know from fragments throughout the scriptures that we believe Paul had a serious problem with his eyesight. And later in this book, in chapter 6, verse 11, he comments about how large of letters he's got to write when he does write a letter because of his vision problems. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 10, he has written this about the afflictions that he has had. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might be removed from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. There will be times in life where you might pray to the Lord that this problem be removed that you're dealing with. Paul was in that situation as well. And 3 times he was denied that request. So sometimes what we want, such as what Paul wanted, was deemed not to be best. And we have to keep that in mind going through life, that what we want is not always what is best. So Paul had a prayer request turned down. Some people in life refuse to refer to themselves as disabled or handicapped. They may qualify to use a handicapped parking spot, but occasionally there'll be a person that will not use it, even though they could use it. And we also know that there are people that do use it that shouldn't be. So we need to look at ourselves and analyze where we are at. Are we better than most? You know, my finger on this hand is mainly an inconvenience because it's been cut off. I can only count to 9.5 now with my socks on. So, Miles and Miles' dad and I are all missing the very same finger. And so one day we jokingly decided we would all be members of the Stub Club. Nobody wants to join us. And so no matter the severity of what an injury might be in the course of our life, that shouldn't be what defines us. We have to adapt and move on. The perfect life, the perfect day is on the horizon yet to come. Don't expect it to be perfect down here. You will have troubles as long as you're alive on this earth. The Lord will give you strength to deal with those troubles. We have to focus on what lies beyond the horizon. Jesus gave us all different talents, but he did give us all abilities. And we're all different. We're not all made the same. We all have our own daily challenges. We all have our own problems that can pull us down. The last 5 years have pulled on me. And it affected my attitude, where I wasn't reflecting Christ well as I should have. I saw something 2 weeks ago that made me ashamed of how I've let my troubles get me down. And it reminded me of George Bailey in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, where he finally got so frustrated with his problems that he stated, "I wished I'd never been born." And so in that movie, his guardian angel comes and enters into his life and shows him, "All right, George, your wish has been granted. You've never been born." And so then the angel proceeds to show him what a dramatic effect he has had on the people in his life. And he has underestimated the impact that he's had on others. And how much harder life was for those people if his wish was granted, that he had never been born. And through the course of all this, this guardian angel finally makes him realize the impact he had on others and that he really did have a wonderful life. I don't get to watch a lot of TV. One of the things that my wife and I do, that doesn't sound quite right, but is that we like this time of year to sit down and watch AGT. How many know what AGT stands for? America's Got Talent. It's a variety show where you can sing or dance or do anything that you feel is a talent. And so it's a mixture of acts. And now in Missouri, the show is called YAGT. And that is, You All Got Talent. And maybe you don't have, my wife will probably punish me for that after our 50th anniversary this Saturday. But for 50 years, she's put up with me. But 2 weeks ago on editions number 8, there was a man on there that I'd like to share his story with you. His name is Zion Clark. He's 25 years old from Canton, Ohio. And the theme of his story was no excuses. These are three pictures. Patrick, you could go ahead and hand some of these pictures out if you'd like. I run some copies of any of these. If you can keep these. Patrick, there's three different things, but he's going to pass these out if you want to. Take them home and show them to somebody, but this is this man's story. I was in foster care for the first 17 years of my life because both of my parents were in prison. I never met my parents. I was born with this thing called Caudill Regression Syndrome. It's super rare, and it merely means I don't have any legs. I was disabled and a foster child. I was thrown away. The people that I was assigned to were just collecting their money. I was considered less than human, and I've got scars all over my body to prove it. But I was able to overcome these things because I learned in life how to fight and survive and wrestle. I went through 13 or 14 different foster homes to the age of 17, and I was about to age out of the system and be homeless when I got adopted by my mom. The DHS people told my mom, "We don't know where to put this kid. Would you take him?" And she said yes, and things fell into place. My grades went up in school. She was patient but tough at the same time. She wouldn't let me quit anything. I tried quitting wrestling. She wouldn't let me. I became one of the top three wrestlers in the state of Ohio, but I started out losing 200 consecutive matches. She really turned my life around and showed me my potential. A man asked me, if you had any advice for anyone aspiring to accomplish their dreams, what would it be? And this man you see up here on the screen replied, learn how to fail. Then you can handle success. I failed so many times in my life. Why can't you? I want to be on America's Got Talent because today I'm going to show you what it means to have no excuses. The feeling of no excuses running through your body. My name originally was Zion Zachariah Daniels. I don't know my birth parents. I don't know why she named me Zion, but I know it's a mountain mentioned in the Bible. It's a place where people went to protect themselves from the evils of the world. I know about the evils of this world. I survived 16 years and fought in the foster system. I was abused physically and mentally by those who were supposed to protect me and nurture me. Society said I would never amount to anything. But I chose to walk on my hands instead of the wheelchair that they put me in. I chose to represent the Team USA wrestling team. And every time I lost a match, I got back up again and I became an All-American wrestler. I chose to join pro MMA where I won my first fight against an able-bodied opponent. I chose to set three world records for the fastest man on two hands. I set a world record for the highest box jump and the most diamond push-ups. I chose a life of no excuses. Life is going to try and make you fail. But when you choose to climb that huge mountain and overcome the obstacles put in your way, carve your own path to reach the summit, and you will reach the top. My name is Zion. I made it here to AGT to show the world that anything is possible. All the judges were extremely emotional after his display of athleticism that he was able to perform. The man doesn't even have half his body. And the judge says, do you know what I love about you? It's your smile. From the moment you arrive, you look like you're so happy. And so many times we think our lives and world is hard, but I can't imagine what it's been for you, and still you come here with a smile. And he doesn't even have half of his body. He made me ashamed of letting myself get down with the bountiful blessings that are in my life. So many times we focus on the thing that we're struggling with and not focus on the bounty of the blessings that surround us. And to read again Philippians, the fourth chapter. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We must believe. With God, all things are possible, as we're told in Matthew, the 19th chapter, verse 26. We will give an account. We will give an answer on how we used our talents, how we used our blessings. Will you be able to smile when you answer the Lord? Did you appreciate the blessings I gave you in your life? And will we hear Matthew 25, verse 21, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We are better off than most. And you can find it, maybe we're worse than others, but those numbers are not relevant. I'd like for you to leave this place today realizing you're better off than most. Take time to thank God for what you have. As we bring this lesson to a close, we offer you an opportunity to establish a relationship with God if you haven't yet, or if you need to reestablish it. Please come forward as we sing our invitation song.